Blog Talk Radio.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
Where there ain't no heat.
Come on here, super, let's have a little heat. Chillin's in the pot with the smoked pig feet. Cornbread's ready, the collard greens done. Set up that steam, we gon' have a little fun.
Come on, super, what's the matter with the steam? Stop drinking that tea, come on out of that tree. Whiskey's on the table and the beer's in the crock. Heat us up quick, cause we're waiting to rock.
Bin's full of coal, killing real dry. Big fat furnace with the pipe in the sky. Put in the hole, match ready to light. Close that door with all your might.
Let the gauge start leaping till it reaches the top. Let the safety valve jump till she's ready to pop. We're gonna rock and roll till it gets real warm. But what we're gonna do won't be no harm.
Come on, super, let's have a little heat. Get set, everything gonna be all right. Soon as that super, set down that piece, all right. We gonna have some heat.
Let's have some heat. Let's have some heat.
We gonna rock and roll before we get too old.
Let's have some heat.
We got the bin full of coal, killing real dry. Big fat friends with the pipe in the sky. Put in the hole, match ready to light. Slam that door with all your might.
Let the cage start leaping till it reaches the top. Let the safety valve jump till it's ready to pop. We're gonna rock and roll till it gets real warm. But what we're gonna do won't be no harm.
Come on, super, let's have a little heat. Get set, everything gonna be all right. Soon as that super set down the beat, all right. Let's have some heat.
Let's have.
From coast to coast, it's the Possum Hour theme.
Thank you.
in. Alrighty then. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Possum Hour. I hope you all had a great weekend, right? This is Monday, right? Yeah. Weird day, man. And may your week ahead and hopefully be something or other, because otherwise the possum thing would be for nothing. Tonight's closed captioning is provided by the Dingus Corporations. They have several. They're the proud makers of Johnson & Johnson's Trans Species Wipes. And Black & Decker Bone Cutters. Be sure and get yours. A sale down at the embassy. We at Possum Hour thank them again for their patronage. Underwriting for tonight's episode is provided in part by the Church of the Beer Battered Shrimp. You're listening to the Grenache Network, home of the finest in radio entertainment. Monday nights, Possum Hour. Listening to us now. That was weak. Much better evil laugh. During the week, it's clobbering time with your pal and mine, the ever-vanishing brown-eyed thing, Ben J. Grimm. And are we on this schedule out? I don't know if we're on this Friday or not. I'll tell you in a moment when I turn the page over. And it's sketchy. Might not be on a Friday night possum. But when I'm not working, we'll do the Friday night possum. Well, thank you very much, Dr. K. Kudos for my evil laugh. I used to do that for my kids when they were little. They'd go, Daddy, you're scaring you. Good times, man. Good times. The youngest turned 33 today. Finally sleeping through the night. Which is nice. Well, the phone lines will be open in just a few minutes.
The call-in number is 347-308-8251.
But foist, a word from our sponsor.
Crazy Glazy makes you go.
Ah! It's got a glazy coat on tow.
Inside is a tasty goo.
Cherry, apple,
drama, root,
toast, give up.
There's blueberry too.
Crazy Glazy, the toasted pastry for kids who go crazy over glaze.
Crazy Glazy.
I've been trying to reach you. It's tougher to get than the president.
Who's speaking?
Yeah, at least you could do is return my phone calls, though.
Who's speaking?
You said I'm bringing heat on you? I gotta listen to people because of your fucking shit? You're ordering me out? You better get your own fucking army, pal.
Man, who the fuck is your bitch ass? What's your fucking name, bitch? Who are you?
You're fucking warned. Don't ever go over my fucking head again, you motherfucker, you.
Sound like you're about 4'3", man. I'll stomp you in a motherfucking mud patch, bitch. Who the fuck are you?
Shut the fuck up.
Some fucking where, bitch. You anywhere you want to be.
You motherfucker, you.
You're right, I fucked your punk ass mama. Let's do this shit again.
You put my fucking money to sleep. You go get my money or I'll put your fucking brain to sleep.
Garbage can chopped up and so many fucking pieces. They won't even be able to recognize your bitch ass. Now, who the fuck are you? You call in my crib. You don't even know me, bitch ass motherfucker.
Get this through your head, you Jew motherfucker, you.
A fucking Jew. I'm a black man, motherfucker, with a big dick and great big ass motherfucking nuts. Now, what the fuck you talking about?
You know, I don't know what it is, but the more I talk to you, the more I feel like you just don't want to go along with me. Is that
meet me somewhere, and I'll fuck you in your fucking mouth and lead you in a ditch somewhere. Meet me somewhere. You call it, you want, this is the second time you to call my crib with that shit, bitch. This is the last time. Meet me some fucking where.
I'm with Counts out here. Not your fucking country clubs, but your fucking TV shows.
Meet me somewhere, motherfucker. Talking shit. And meet me somewhere. Bring any goddamn artillery you need, because I've got plenty. Meet me somewhere.
You want me to get out of my own fucking town?
Motherfucker, just don't talk shit. Give me a destination, and you'll park ass be there, and I'll be there.
You dumb motherfucker!
You ain't shit. You want to talk shit on the phone, I'll meet you in person, man, and stomp your ass into a motherfucking ditch. Now meet me some motherfucking way, bitch. You don't know me. I ain't no fucking Jew. I'm a black man, dick sucker. Do I have to say this shit again? I'm gonna get off the line. You ain't gonna meet me no motherfucking way.
You fuck people out of money and get away with it.
Hold on your motherfucking ass, man. Where I can stick my whole dick through. Don't fuck with me.
You shit kicking, stinky horse manure smelling motherfucker, you.
Walking down the street, that goes my baby, and she looks so sweet. Well, my baby, she does love me. She used to love me, I love her too. She used to love me, and I love her too. Well, my baby, got eyes for someone new. And she goes, yeah, she goes. Oh, look at my baby trying to switch. Yeah! Yeah! There goes my baby, walking down the street. There goes my baby, so sweet. Well, my baby, she does love me. She used to love me, I love her too. She used to love me, and I love her too. Well, my baby, now I love someone new. And she goes, yeah, she goes. Oh, come on, baby, time to switch.
Oh, crikey, that's it.
You possum puss, get that punch out there or you'll get one from me. Go on.
Oh, that's right, I'm sad and blue, cause I can't do the boogaloo. I'm lost, can't do my thing, and that's why I sing. Gimme that thing, gimme that, gimme that, gimme that.
Fuck you, Gumby!
Ladies and germs, Professor R.J. Gumby!
Thank you.
I believe it.
Uh-huh.
I believe it.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Hey, man, what's up?
You gotta keep Mickey away from the fucking phone, man. He's making crank calls at your house now.
I didn't have time. I had to do a solid today, so I didn't have time to prepare the hilarious Nikki. That wasn't actually Nikki Mouse. That was Nikki, the character from the movie Casino.
Oh, okay.
Substitute
there you go.
For Nikki the Mouse, who is, as far as I know, still the capo of the kitchen now. I think he's
still running the house.
Yeah, he's still running a kitchen over there. but I got a jar of peanut butter, man. Slathered that on a trap. Yeah. No, I got slathered it on one of them traps, man. I'm going after Nikki. All
right. So you want to hear what didn't happen to me today? What didn't happen to me?
What didn't happen to you?
I have the next door, the elderly sisters. Right?
Uh-huh.
One just went into the hospital, not looking good and everything. And there's another sister over there visiting, taking care of things for a little bit. She's got to go back to Florida. So I figured I'd go over there and introduce myself to her because I get the mail for them all the time. I tell her, you know, hey, you know, anything you want from the steward or, you know, anything like that, you know. Always calling me. And so I figured, you know what, I'll wake the nephew up. Give him a little, what happened? I gave him a little knock on the door there. I said, you want to go next door there and meet these people and everything? He said, nah. You sure? Because I'm going to go down to the mailbox and take their mail over. Nah. So I go to the mailbox. I come up to their house, and he's at the door already. My nephew's actually over there at the door, and the mailbox is only a little bit down the other way.
Yeah.
So he's there talking with the elderly lady, you know, the one going back to Florida. And so I introduced myself and everything. Then her daughter shows up, this 40, mid-40s. And she has wet hair.
Ooh.
What happened was, when he went over, knocked on the door, she showed up in a bath towel, and she did a whoops. She dropped the towel.
Get the fuck out.
This has been my fucking dream since I was 9 years old.
The,
and he got
the
he
fuck,
me
man.
Right out of that. The prick.
Oh.
It's been my fantasy for some time. And there you go. There you have it. Gumby gets nothing. Once again, Gumby gets nothing.
Well, no.
There's a guy, you know, he just puts me in bed.
Man.
Oh, well.
I gotta give that one a rating.
Exactly. This is my life, Commodore. This is my fucking life.
Filthy, dirty.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do, man? That was always one of mine, man. The towel and the whoops and the hey and the howdy, you know.
You know, of course, they're purposely doing it. You got to love it when they purposely do it, of course, you know.
But, yeah, bro, yeah, that's a whole different kettle of, you know.
They won't do it. If it falls, they did it. God bless them. God bless their hearts. Anyway, I just fired up a CAO Puma M. Corda. Damn good cigar. CAO. Damn good cigar.
Is that Monday's cigar plug?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. The Puma M. Corda.
Smoke of smokes.
Mm-hmm.
Smoke them if you got them.
The
unless
damn
you quit
good cigar.
Cigarettes and stay the fuck away from them, by all means.
Yep. I was going to grab an Amazon basin, but I already had two of those.
Damn,
pretty much the
basin.
Same thing, different shape.
It sounds like want to, you know, convert them or something, man. Convert that cigar. Bible out.
Yeah.
Save that cigar.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just saw a thing about that guy. Went to the desert island. Or the, you know, that island. Them guys have been living on that island in India, you know, where the guy got killed. What do we call these people? Missionaries.
Fuckheads.
Like those people have lived, sustained themselves without anybody else's fucking help for 3,000 years.
Yep.
What the fuck do they need him for?
Exactly.
You fucking pump his ass. He got it. Instead of the shovel to the head, he got the arrows to the head. Multiple arrows to the head. That's what they said.
And it's okay to laugh.
It is, because it's fuck him, man.
Fucking idiot. I wish I got an arrow in.
That's so funny, though. Arrows to the head. Multiple arrows. Okay, so the war on Christmas is back on. Possum Hour is leading the charge.
Yeah, okay.
Well, this is some good tunage back behind us here.
I'm digging it.
Yeah, yeah. It makes us sound fucking cool, you know?
I am digging this.
All right. So the war on Christmas survives. I came up with this one on Sunday. On the way home from the gig Sunday, I just listen to NPR if I'm listening to the radio. They had a great story, hour-long story. so interesting, you know, and I'm like on the road for an hour and a half. It's like beauty, you know. Got an hour story to just get lost in, listen to. That news. And then they had the Bluegrass Ramble. They played a bluegrass round. Oh, you know I like the bluegrass. You know.
Yes, yes. Oh, yeah.
But there was this, but, yeah, not the bluegrass 12 days of fucking Christmas, okay? No.
I bet you were. That didn't work out.
But that song comes on, I want it to be over, you know? Just sing the last verse, fine. But you have to sing the first day and then... And the second day, and the first day, and the third day, and the second day, and the first day. And you got to go through the whole lineup, and it's like, except for the John Volpe version.
Yes, yes.
Five motherfuckers heard here on Possum Hour years ago. Maybe we'll drag
even,
that out.
Even Cannon's version was way too long, as funny as that was. William Conrad's version. You forgot about William Conrad's version already?
I did forget about that one. Yep.
Even that was too long. No, that's
well, that's the beauty of losing your mind. It all seems new again anyway, so beauty.
That's true.
So,
we got to find out who wrote that. It really fucked them up. Really, you know, really
what, 12 Days of Christmas?
Down. Yeah.
12 Days of Christmas? I bet you that'd be anonymous. Nobody'd want to take credit for that. So, I kind of wrote that. I did this one in my head in the car while I was listening to this torturous fucking sound. So here it is, ladies and gentlemen. The 12 Days of Christmas.
Gosh darn it, I hate these bicycles. I fucking hate them!
Pull the string.
You dog licker!
On the second day of Christmas, my true love sent to me
two turtle doves
and a partridge in a pear tree.
What is that? What is that? What is that?
On the second day of Christmas, my true love sent to me.
Oh, no, not the pear!
Two turtle
not the
doves.
Pear.
In a pear tree.
Ah!
On the first day of Christmas, my true love sent to me. Two turtle doves. In a pear tree.
Don't let the fact that I often dive alone on my television series fool you. I have to get into some kind of trouble or there'd be no story.
Girl, yes, I love you, Pegasus.
She'll drop her towel for me. Can I read that right?
Ooh.
Oh, what, yeah.
Oh, my.
All
right. I like it.
All right.
I like it a lot. Put that on the internet. Can we all watch?
Hey, I was watching Aunt B today in a Jack the Ripper movie.
Oh, I thought she's dropping her towel. Ooh, Andy. Ooh.
Oh, Andy.
Cover your eyes, OP.
Oh, that's a little sexy.
That reminds me of the Larry David with the dude, Leon, and accusing him of jacking off in the guest room.
Oh, yeah.
He says, you just got basic cable, man. We're going to jack off to Aunt B.
And that would be his manager. His manager left a Lionel Wagner on his sheet.
Yeah. I think it's some Jewish high holiday, too. Seder, I think, or something. I don't know. And they were some big time Jewish meal. Not to make fun of other people's strange religious habits. They're all good. They're all good as long as you're not beheading people.
When they sit around, someone's dead.
I don't know.
Sit around for a week.
Yeah.
Or 8 days.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Cover up the mirrors, I think, is one of the things they do there. A little bit about the Jewish culture, not too much. I probably know as much about that as I do the Christian, because, doing my own thing over here, man. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Anyhow, there they are. The Possum Lounge. We need something a little more peppy for the Possum Lounge.
Yeah, a little peppy.
Peppy Le Pew. Oh, here's a good one. Oh, yeah. Can't go wrong with Larry Welk. There's Apple Cheeks Alice.
Apple Cheeks
Alice. Thanks for coming, darling. Always a pleasure. Good to have you with us.
Loving the Apple Cheeks.
Yeah. And she's on top.
Yep.
Which is a good thing. Because, I'd say, it keeps the apple on the top is not going to be as bruised as the apple on the bottom, number one. And number two,
exactly.
Dr. Cake doesn't like on top.
Yeah.
And that's
It'll
who's next,
out.
Dr. Cake.
Dr. Cake.
It would not be a show without whom it would not be a show. Dr. Cake.
Dr. Cake.
Without, I could say without threat of hyperbole that she is our most dedicated listener.
Oh, without a doubt.
Yeah. I mean, there's a close number two, but see, you gotta give it where it's due. You gotta give the doo to the doo doo, and dippity doo, sure to lemon up first. And next up is Ford Prefect.
We're
Master of Disguise. Didn't need a doctor's note tonight. I apologize for not mentioning his name Monday night. Later on, I invoked the name of Eric Severide, and hopefully that made up for things.
And it's
good to have you with us, sir.
And it did not.
Yeah. I threw in a Chet Huntley for good measure. It's good to have you. That's the basically what you call your... Oh, stop, Ted. That's the Canadian contingent is who
we
got there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
French,
take
North.
His name in vain. I will not intravenously take Ford's name in vain or insane. Ted, you're such a bad dog. You're such a bad dog. You know it. I know it. American people know it. And a lot of Canadians know it, too. Come on, man. Not in front of Canadians. And there's G.T. Trenton, our old pal, GTO.
GTO.
Got his own theme song here on the show.
All right. Yes.
He's the strongest man on the internet.
Good job.
A fleet admiral in a fictitious space fleet somewhere in outer space. Not affiliated with Space Force.
No.
I got my app in for the motor pool, by the way, over the weekend.
Nice. There you go. All right. There you go. Belko.
No, man. Were you watching that this weekend? Had Belko on all weekend? Oh, man. Fucking show is 60 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And funny as shit stinks, ladies and gentlemen. I'm here to tell you. The Phil Silvers Show, You'll Never Get Rich, Sergeant Belko, whatever you want to call the son of a bitch, funny.
Yep.
Funny. Always be funny. Always. Colonel, what's his head? Colonel Paul Ford, the colonel. Funny. All right.
Yeah.
There's guest 1117.
11117.
1117.
1117.
1117.
In the house.
And guest 11149. 1149.
1149.
Somebody moved around there. I don't know who that was. Oh, I'm sleeping. Phil Silvers.
Oh, yeah.
Funny. I saw Paul Lynde. He looked like he was 16 playing the desk guy at a hotel. He wasn't all smarmy yet. He hadn't quite got his thing going there, but he was there.
Paul Lynde.
Gotta love Paul Lynde. And you know who else you gotta love? Maggie C. Come on.
Oh, yeah, I care.
Get out of here. First in love, first in peace, first in the Possum Lounge. And I believe is she bouncing tonight? Is she bouncing? Bouncy C? Bounce me a bouncy C. A bouncy
She'll
C.
She'll drop a towel. She's a towel dropper.
Uh-oh. She kept doing that when she was staying here, man. I'm like, come on,
ooh,
man.
Wow. See that?
It was cool the first three dozen times, but, you know, you're kind of wearing it, you know. Anyway, it was beautiful. But thank you very much for that.
It was.
And thank you for coming to the show tonight. And last but not least, Professor R.J. Gumby, the sinister minister of finance and parking, an all-around swell guy, and he owes me a dollar for like 2 years
now.
Yes, I do. So,
yes, I do.
There they are, ladies and gentlemen. The Possum Lounge!
With your super host, Commodore Decker.
As the Beaver.
Do. Hit it.
If there's a war on Christmas, Christmas is winning. Despite this yearly nonsense they uncork, every corner of the nation's filled with lavish decorations, even godless liberal places like New York. The sky's not gonna fall, okay, if someone says happy holiday. So don't play your blues harmonica, 'cause Christmas is scared of Hanukkah. If there's a war on Christmas, well, Christmas started it, making every other holiday turn green. It's obliterated Thanksgiving. Columbus Day is barely living. Pretty soon Christmas will swallow Halloween. Each store from Saks Fifth Ave to Osh is blaring carols till you're nauseous, till the most devout and hip monks feel like strangling some chipmunks.
Christmas, Christmas time is woo!
Oh, if there's a war on Christmas, Christmas is Godzilla. It's taking over everywhere one looks. Forget the moaning and the wailing by Bill O'Reilly and Sarah Palin. It's all to boost their ratings or sell books. As for their patriotic treacle, Christmas used to be illegal. Our founding fathers would go to pieces, sing a lit up baby Jesus. So if there's a war on Christmas, oh please, who are they kidding? It's completely manufactured by Fox News. They say our country's Judeo-Christian, but the Judeo part is missing. There are atheists, Muslims, Buddhists, and more, as well as Jews. Saying happy holidays, despite what Trump insists, won't turn us all into evil heathen socialists. The war on Christmas is only in his mind, where it's apparently the only thing you'll find.
I don't know, I was really drunk at the time.
I guess that's it.
My brain hurts!
And a bonus Gumby.
I got, I got a holiday favorite now, that's it. That's okay.
I think they were getting political. Yeah, I didn't pay attention.
Just a wee bit. Just a wee bit.
I was letting that out. I don't know whose idea that was. All right. Ted, how you doing, buddy? You good? Oops. I just unplugged the phone. Here you go, pal of mine. There you are. Oh, yeah. Well, okay, you're going to be a shit for brains. All right, here. Have one of these. Can't resist that. All right. Jeez. The routine, man. You got to do the routine. Keep the dog placated.
The routine.
All right. Routine is done. Speaking of routines. Oh, speaking of routines, happy Hanukkah.
Yes. Thank you.
If you're of the Jewish persuasion. What's that?
I thought you were saying that to me. So you're wishing me a happy.
Oh, all
right.
Are you? You're a Heeb, right?
Yeah.
Not a Heeb. Okay. We've Mazel Tov.
There you go.
But yeah, man. Later on the show, we're gonna have a special Hanukkah bit. A whole
not
Hanukkah
Adam
bit.
Sandler. Not Adam Sandler.
No. No, we already blew up something tonight. And, yeah, I don't think he'd make it through 3 minutes unscathed. Here you go, Butch. Have a milk bone, man.
Butch.
You can't have two. He wants, like, two of the Big Mamu, you know, dog treats during show. You can't have two Big Mamus. One Big Mamu to show. They're expensive. You know, fucking dog. You know, he's the worst behaved dog I've ever had and also the most spoiled dog I've ever had. I guess they go hand in hand. Yeah.
Yeah. Roses are red, and how do you do? Drink four of these and woo 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 woo.
You drink more. You drink more. That's all you can do.
One of those treats, Commodore?
Oh, they look delicious. They look like it'd be like coconut and like a payday or something, but I don't think so. They don't smell so good.
Oh, jeez.
So y'all ready for Christmas? Got your tree up in that?
Yeah, I got my tree up.
I was over at the kids' house. They had last Saturday before, whatever the fuck. They had a tree up and everything. It looked real nice. Christmassy.
Okay.
First Christmas right. in their first Haas. You know.
Yeah, that's
Haas.
Nice.
Yeah.
So they couldn't wait to
put out a nice
there,
meal.
Right.
What's that?
So they couldn't wait to put that tree up then.
Well, that's the little lady. That gal, boy, she keeps a nice Haas.
And she's a cute
one. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You go in that Haas. It's well kept. That's all I can say. It's immaculate. It's beautiful. I told you they lived over here in the old neighborhood, renting. You know, and the rental place wanted to use their place as a show place. You know, to
okay.
for potential renters to show
uh-huh.
what it could look like.
They take a little off the rent, do they? Or do they gotta get paid for
it? I think they kicked back a few bucks every time they did it. So.
Sure.
But that's some housekeeping there, Dad. I'm lucky if, you know, the toilet seat doesn't bark back at you.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Over here.
over here.
How they do it. Yeah, over here. So what are we getting to? Oh, the 3 minutes you'll never get back. Oh, yeah, I was watching that damn Bilko all weekend. And that was the Ooh Ooh guys in there, Joey Ross.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he and Harvey.
Yeah. What's his name? Harvey?
Lambert or something like that? Lambert?
Lembeck. Yeah. Yeah, after that, he quit the Army and became like a punk gang guy,
uh-huh.
motorcycle punk guy.
Harvey finds
different. And then the other guy, he became, he rejoined the Marines and went to Gomer Pyle.
Uh-huh. What guy was that?
Alan Melvin. And then he quit the Marines
okay.
and became a butcher.
Uh-huh.
Lived out in California.
Plus, he was in the Army with Dick Van Dyke, too. That guy got around.
Yeah. Yeah, he had quite a career in the military.
Yes, he did.
Yeah. I'm not sure. I think that was after he served with Bilko, he served with Dick Van Dyke, and then he served mm-hmm. with Gomer Pyle. And then he was serving Alice, the maid, if you know what
yes,
I'm saying.
He was. Yes, he was. He was serving Alice.
Ba 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 boo.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Joey Ross, the ooh-ooh guy,
uh-huh.
he got out of the Army, became a cop. And with Herman Munster and Grandpa Munster. And then...
okay. Did you just justify
why
Grandpa Munster's in the slide show?
I don't know. Maybe so. I don't know. I don't... That
there
was just
go.
A random... I said, I like that picture of Grandpa Munster. Put him in the
Who
slide
would?
Show.
Who would?
You know. Got steam coming out of his ears. It's funny stuff. So now where was I? Okay, Joey Ross, the ooh-ooh guy, he quits, becomes a cop, gets thrown off the force, turns into a caveman, and then is pretty much never heard from again, right?
Uh-huh.
After he became a caveman, what the fuck happened to Joey Ross, the ooh-ooh guy? Wow.
That did everybody in that show.
Tonight, on this program.
Okay.
On this program... We are about to answer that.
You can spin! You can be a winner! Awesome! Yay! What is it?
Nice. We're in luck. Okay. So he was in the Army, and then he got an honorable discharge, became a policeman in Brooklyn Heights. No. Where the fuck was that?
Yeah, that was Brooklyn Heights.
Is it Brooklyn? Brooklyn Heights? Okay.
Yeah, Brooklyn Heights.
Out there in one of the boroughs. with Herman Munster, and then apparently got kicked off the force and became a caveman. And I'm not sure if he married Imogene Coca or whether they were just shacking up. I think they were just shacking up.
It wasn't a sin back in caveman days.
Well, no. That was before Christianity and repression. That's one thing the natives on that island do. Every year they have, or like, I don't know how many times a year, they have like a big fucking orgy out on the beach.
They should be over here converting us.
No shit. We need more of that.
You got that right.
This repressive shit. But anyway, after he was a caveman, what happened to Joey Ross? Well, what else? He became a crooner.
Yes.
3 minutes, you'll never get back.
When you're smiling, when you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you. When you're laughing, keep on laughing, and the sun will come shining. But when you're crying, you bring on the rain. Stop your sighing. Be happy again. Keep on smiling. 'Cause when you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you. When you're smiling, keep on smiling, and the whole world will smile with you. When you're laughing, keep on laughing. You'll find that the sun will come shining through. But when you're crying, you bring on the rain. So stop your sighing. Be happy again. Keep on smiling when you're smiling. The whole world will smile with you. The whole world will smile with you.
Interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat. The human drama of athletic competition.
And I'm on the highway to hell.
Okay.
That was going to be the Possum Hour theme, but then you threw the Northern Exposure at me, and I.
Yeah, I was reading about that. Yeah. It may come to
be. I was so happy, tickled that I could hip you to that, man, turn you on to that.
Yes. Yes.
Very cool. Very cool.
At first, I thought it was going to be a whole reboot type thing, but I didn't know it was going to be a revival. Yeah, it's cool.
Okay, yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's what I thought it was, a revival.
Yeah, good. It should be interesting. My girl got that case, though.
Oh, the mole lady? Mole eye lady?
Yeah. Hot Dave. Maggie.
Oh, yeah.
Maggie.
Yeah,
she's
she
right-wing Christian. Right-wing Christian now. Yeah. Something happened to her. Me and Agent 6245, whatever her name was, I forget now. We were talking about that.
Huh. Well, I'll be.
She is also a Northern Exposure fan.
I told you, I saw that, a lot of that show. Well, I listened to a lot of episodes of that program. I was always at my drawing table on Monday nights when that was playing. I had newspaper cartoons, and I would be looking at my drawing board, and I'd listen to the show. And every once in a while, I'd look up, you know, and especially when the cute chick came on.
Oh, yeah.
But, I listened to that more than I watched. Okay, now here, back to the news. Michigan, they voted in for recreational marijuana, man. I mean, the Canadians, you guys are going to go, oh, yeah, how quaint. They've had it for weeks.
Isn't that
cute? But here's the, yeah, here's it's very quaint. Here's the deal, man. It's, fuck. This is all you need. This is called you're free. You can possess up to 2.5 ounces of marijuana, okay?
Yeah.
That's a lot of marijuana, okay, kids? If you're not familiar with amounts of marijuana, that's a shit ton of marijuana. Most people aren't carrying around 2.5 ounces of marijuana. All right.
So
you're allowed to have that, and then you can grow up to 12 plants. 12 plants? Mama goo. You're going to have a hell of a lot more 2.5 ounces of weed after you get 12 plants. But anyway, I guess you could have, you know, 3 or 4 going at different rates or something like that. I don't know. But anyway, it seems like a good deal all around for everybody. They don't have their shops yet. You've got to iron out a lot of other things, like, you know, to quit arresting people for getting high. But
isn't Michigan full of wild people? Maybe that's good. Calm
they're pretty
down.
Wild up. Well, I tell you, you drive north, you cross that border, and them suckers is going like 80 mph. You know, they. Whoosh. That's 80 mph. You're getting a slow lane, because they flying up there in Michigan.
Well, they
crazy.
Like their cars there, man. That's proud of that shit.
Maggie C says weed is very cheap at the weed stores. Wow, that's,
is it really?
That's interesting.
See, that,
I would have thought they would have jacked
up. Because I thought they'd get you there. Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting. Well, it's a great day and age to be alive, man.
Isn't it though?
You
might hang around a
few
more years.
In Michigan, you can't smoke it in bars or restaurants or any other place that is accessible to the public. So,
you can't smoke cigarettes in those places either. So it's a fun.
Exactly. So pretty much same rules as cigarettes. Smoke them at home.
Yeah.
Now, a word of warning. Fox and Friends claim that marijuana gummies are killing people. And there is a price to pay. Pot. Okay.
Death by gummy bear.
Yeah. Brian Kilmeade explained, no one talks about this, but THC is addicting. And they get addicted to it, and that's an addicting substance. And there's a price to pay, you know.
Uh-huh. Gateway.
I've never heard it put so eloquently.
Uh-huh.
The co-host says, yeah, you don't start on cocaine. You probably start with marijuana, and it leads to other things. Of course it does.
Yes.
Yeah, baby.
You know what it really leads to? Ring Dink Jr. That's what
it leads to. What?
Ring Dink Juniors.
Ring Dink. And ding-dongs, baby.
And ding-dongs, yeah.
Am I elected yet? Fuck yeah, man. A fat piece.
There's your gateway.
Leads to gateway to pizza. An egg, man. All right. Marijuana led Ford to cigarettes. Oh, dear Lord. All right, more politically correct bullshit. I don't know. I don't like to attack political correctness because it is political politeness, I like to call it.
Yeah.
But I feel I must point out the hypocrisy in some of this stuff.
Some of it.
They're bitching about Rudolph the Red-Nosed Fucking Reindeer over here.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Disturbing theme.
Now, wait a minute now. That had a good moral story behind it. You shouldn't.
Well, you would think.
Yeah.
Okay, they say, for starters, there's questions about Hermie the Elf being a sadistic psychopath.
Yeah, I always thought so.
He's just because he had a creepy obsession with dentistry.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Now, that's a lot of people think he's a fairy.
Well, and then he says Rudolph and Clarice, his gal pal and crush, have an incredibly shallow relationship. Really?
Wow.
I didn't thought they were deeply in love.
Are
oh,
people
well.
Sitting back making this shit up and laughing their asses off?
Yeah, pretty much. But they didn't like how the kid that's bullied has to prove himself and save the day. It's like, you know, you shouldn't have to do that just not to be bullied, you know.
Yeah.
Bullying the first place.
Of course.
So.
Frosty the Snowman shouldn't be stealing hats.
Well, Santa should have stood up in front of Rest Them Reindeer and when he saw that going on, that's who the villain is. Fucking Santa. Because he saw them pushing fucking Rudolph around. He didn't say, hey, you motherfuckers. Right. He was Joe Paterno up. He pulled a Joe Paterno up there.
Yes, exactly.
And they're kicking around his poor, stupid, mutant fucking reindeer. And that fat son of a bitch is all worried about fucking cookies and shit.
Uh-huh.
Fuck him. Fuck Santa.
If it wasn't for the fucking fog, man, it would still be going on. Fog is what saves everything.
Fuckers.
All right. Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Mm. Okay. You want to do a little celebrity gossip news? It's always fun.
Here we go. Well, did you see the video I posted on Grenache there of Honey, It's Cold Outside? Baby, It's Cold Outside?
Yeah. There you go.
With the headline, Fuck Cleveland.
It's just one radio station. Let's not judge the entire city.
I'm taking down the whole city.
Although, fuck Cleveland. Anyhow, I was not a fan, but I thought, well, Steve Allen. Remember Steve Allen?
Sure do.
He's kind of a funny guy, and you know, he's cool. Apparently nobody liked this guy at all.
You like Jack?
He was an SOB, apparently, man.
He looked like it.
I guess Carson and Jack Parr, neither of them could stand him. Let's see what else. Oh, and this is the weird part. I guess some people liked him. Some people, Stephen, he got along good with Stephen Eady. But for the most part, show business, he was kind of a pariah. But he was a big proponent, early proponent of LSD. That's pretty wild shit, huh?
Yeah, that is wild.
Yeah, him and Cary Grant, man. He was down there tripping. But the Me Too, he gets Me Too'd big time. I guess he was a big, big time womanizer.
Oh, that's
and
good.
You know he had some girl on the side when he was married to Alice Cramden's sister, and he made other people hire her, you know, and whatnot. But
that's power because that's not look
little
man,
weird side to the guy, Steve Allen. He's dead, so we can talk shit on him. It's no big deal.
Yeah, okay.
You know, nobody knows. People, and all the people that know him are dead, I think.
He had that
never a fan.
He would give money that if someone could sit through the entire show and not laugh. I said, I'd like to take him up on that offer.
I don't remember that one, man.
Yeah,
if you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again. If you need help, hang up and then dial your operator.
Hello, area code 219. Welcome to Possum Hour.
219.
Yeah, it's 219.
219. GTO Trenton, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Good to have you with us, sir.
You guys. Figured honoring
yes,
my
we are,
presence
we are honored.
Because you have a lot in the room today.
Oh, yeah.
We are honored, sir. Absolutely.
I see your video on Glurp of you
What's
scaring that?
That
poor girl taking a shit in an outhouse.
Well,
that's evil, man. That's evil.
That's probably because Jason Voorhees was chasing her ass.
Oh, that was yours. Oh, okay. Yeah. That was funny. Yeah, that was a good one, man. That was a good one. Yeah.
Hey, I try my best.
Here's your team.
Yeah, team's on in the background there. And I didn't really have a lot of good. That's the trouble with doing a show Friday, show Monday. You use up your fucking stories there on a Friday. Oh, here's a good one. This has legs.
Well, maybe you should just condense the shows. Maybe you should
condense
the shows just to do it on Wednesday instead of Monday and Friday.
And make it,
and then make it
3 hours.
A 2-hour show.
No, I'm getting confused.
We know, John. You're old.
It's Commodore to you, sir.
Yeah, but see, I'm a 2-star admiral. I'm higher ranked than you are, bub.
Yeah.
All right. You still got to salute my ass. Because it's wartime, and I'm a Commodore.
But yeah, well, I have a damn good ship.
I'm in charge. The Enterprise is mine.
Yes.
You mean that bucket of
mad Commodore. Okay, now here's the next story. And this is something I've bitched about on this show. And I don't let it bother me anymore because it's like one of those things where I'm pissing in the ocean. You know?
Yeah.
Like, you know, there's certain things in life that bug you, and then you get to a certain point and you realize, well, I either got to let that go or it's going to continue to bug me. Because it's not going to change. It's going to keep going and possibly getting worse. Well, it's the stupid names that people name their kids.
Yeah.
Okay? Not only the names that are beat and stupid and kids should get beat up for having, they make up names. They just fucking make them up.
They put syllables together. Random syllables.
Well, even weirder than that. What is the name? It's pronounced Ab City. Ab City. Okay?
Right.
This is a little girl. I think they're going to sue the airline. And the airline, they did go a little far. I guess this lady and her daughter were flying somewhere. This is in Texas. And the lady at the check-in gets hold of their boarding passes and sees this name, Ab City.
Yeah.
The daughter, the little girl. Well, Ab City is, you want to know how it's spelled? How do you spell Ab City, you ask?
Yeah.
Ab City is spelled A-B-C-D-E. That's
wow.
Her first name. Her first name is A-B-C-D-E.
Oh, Jesus Christ. She kidding me.
Now, the mother is like, why are you mocking my daughter? And, I mean, they went a little far. The lady, the boarding pass lady, took a picture and put it on Facebook or somewhere. Or, you know, Instagram, I don't know. And then, you know, and it hurt the little girls, you know, so that's not cool, man. It's not the little girl's fault, but...
parent's fault.
Who might be at fault here? The fucking idiot mother. What the fuck, A, B, C, D, E? Come on. Can I give her a shovel to the head for that?
Yes, give her a shovel to the
him
head.
Him and her kids, fucking ABC. What the fuck?
They're trying to advance her. They're trying to
what
advance
the fucking
her in school.
Fuck?
She could
God
spell
love
her
that
name
sweet
as soon as they learn
child. I, you know, don't make fun of that sweet child, but. Lady.
Ow!
Mm-hmm.
Jiminy Christmas.
A, B,
you know?
C, D, E.
What is this? Come on. And then this is the bizarro world part of it.
That gets worse.
There have been 328 babies named A, B, C, D, E in the United States since 1990. 328 fucking human beings walking around with A, B, C, D, E as their fucking name.
Oh, Christ.
You can't make that shit up, man.
Uh-uh.
Oh, Brooklyn. Oh, I've seen that. Word has Brook hyphen Lynn, L-Y-N-N-E. I've seen that. Oh, that's nothing. Dude, that's nothing, man. Oh, my God. I get some fakakta crazy names. And I just, I don't make a face or roll my eyes or anything because you can't. How's that?
You're bound to have another kid.
Yeah, I know. That's the next one's going to be. Yeah.
Finch.
F-G-H-I. J. Yeah, you have to add the J. Yeah.
Oh, okay. J.
Yeah, add the J on it, and you got Fitch.
Uh-huh.
Fitchy.
Uh-huh.
Ab-City. Ab-City and
Fitch.
Ab-City
and Fitch.
That'd make a good detective show, you know, like a buddy show, cop show. Ab-City and Fitch.
Taking out the trash.
Ab-City and Fitch. This fall
the
on the Grenache Network.
Could be worse than
it'll,
a lesson
in a world. In a world without possum.
In a
there
world
you go.
Of John and Mary.
Ab-City and Fitch.
And Fitch.
All right. Well, on that note, take our leave of today's headlines. Good night and good news.
Don't stop me.
Back to our show.
Bye. I dug it.
No!
Well, the opinion in the lounge was kind of split down gender lines on that one.
No shit. That was
I think.
Okay.
No. Well, Apple Cheeks abstained. Dr. Cake was digging it. Maggie C was digging it. Ford Prefect, no dig. He said that should have been 3 minutes. He preferred Joey Ross over that. There you go, man.
Oh,
you can never
tell.
And G.T. Chenton was on the fence. He was snoring at first, but then he said it was better than a yodel. So he's kind of on the fence today. It's fence. It's fenceage.
I would
but
like
you
to hear Joey Ross sing that.
Yeah. Joey Ross singing close to ooh, ooh, close to you, ooh, 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 close to you.
Nobody wanted
ooh
to get close to him, though, did they?
Ooh, 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 ooh.
if you've all forgotten,
yeah, we've been over this. He's one of the most disgusting men in show business history. Joey Ross. God love him. Nothing personal, but just
fuck hygiene.
Personal habits. Yeah. Hygiene, not the best. He used to be hanging out of that caveman uniform and whatnot. Poor Imogene Coke. Poor sweet gal. She was such a sweetheart. And
she was a sweetheart.
She had to put up with that shit for 2 seasons. Yikes.
That
maybe one season. They had 2 different formats. First, it was the astronauts went back in time, and then the astronauts went back to the present, brought the cave people with them.
I don't remember that one.
Joey Ross is running around in his bear skin in Manhattan and whatnot.
I don't
funny
remember
stuff.
The second half.
Yeah, how did that not last? I mean, come on.
Was Bob Denver in that?
No. He was in the Far Out Space Nuts, I think was the name of it.
That's the one I'm thinking of. Yeah.
He was with Chuck McCann.
Yeah.
Dear departed Chuck McCann, and he were having lunch. Oh, yeah, they were going to have lunch, and instead Bob Denver hit the launch button, and they went up in the rocket into space.
Yeah.
You know, shit happens
when
Bob Denver's around. Yeah, yeah.
Pretty much what the Stooges did, wasn't it? Around the world?
Something like that. I'm sure they had one of those. Have Rocket Will Travel. Man.
Yeah, they were cleaning it.
Man, I remember when those movies came out, not Have Rocket Will Travel, but when a new Stooge movie would come out, man, it was like, wow. They're like, it's like I'd see them on TV in these real old movies, and they were still alive. You know, still making movies when we were little kids. Cool.
Going to the days.
Those days are way gone.
Now we got
everybody's dead, man. Everybody's fucking dead. Everybody good is dead now. It's like there's no good ones left.
Did you see the trailer for the Channy movie? It's called
which one?
What's his name? I forget his first name now. Channy, the vice president. The guy shot the guy in the face with a fucking
gun. Oh, Channy, Dick Channy movie.
Dick Channy.
That looks pretty neat. That looks interesting.
That's Batman.
Looks interesting.
He put on some weight for that.
Yeah, yeah. Makeup's cool too. Well, that's like
Christian
that Laurel and Hardy biopic. That one guy looks fabulous as Oliver Hardy.
Yeah. I remember that.
A lot of it. Fat suit. No, it's a new one. They haven't seen it yet. I don't think
it's out. Okay. Oh, I didn't know that.
It's like an indie film or something, or foreign or whatever the fuck. But they've been showing it, you know, pictures of this guy as Ollie Hardy, and it's incredible. With John C. Reilly.
Oh, no shit. Wow.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing. Check it out, man. Google that shit.
You know
it's like, whoa,
you know
man.
He's a terrific actor. You know what? He's got to stop doing movies with that fucking idiot Will Ferrell. Now they're doing a Sherlock Holmes movie.
I was just thinking the same thing.
They're doing a show. They have a Sherlock Holmes movie coming out now. Will Ferrell is a dick.
John C. Reilly's a great actor. Stay away from comedy. Just, you know, do good shit.
Yeah. I think this is going to be a biggie for him. This is huge.
That's weird casting. I mean, you know, no way was it written for him. Somehow it fell into his lap. Because who the hell would think John C. Reilly for real? Oliver Hardy.
Yeah. And, it's all good, man, you know. I don't know, though. Once Rickles left, it's like, man, they're all done. It's all good. It's all over.
Yeah.
Well, Rickles is gone. Who's left? Well, you got Dick Van Dyke, Carl Reiner, Mel Brooks. They're all in their 90s.
Bob Newhart.
And Newhart. He 90, he's about 90.
He's still my favorite. He and Van Dyke.
Yeah. They were great. Still great. Bob's still working, baby.
Oh, yeah.
So is Dick Van Dyke. He was in a new movie. That the big thing. He was at the premiere. He stole the show at the new... They rebooted Mary Poppins. I think he plays the same character he played in the original one, the old banker.
Yeah.
But now he's really old.
Yeah.
You know? Pretty cool. Yeah.
Good.
They got it, man. It's yodeling time.
Oh, yeah.
It's yodeling time. It's yodeling time.
It is.
We're going to have to yodel.
What time is it, Commodore?
Yodeling time.
Yodeling time, all right.
Yodel! Happy Hanukkah! Yodeling time.
A little dreidel, I made it out of clay, and when it's dry and ready, oh, dreidel, I shall play. Dreidel, 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 I made it out of clay, and when it's dry and ready, oh, dreidel, I shall play. Lovely body with legs so short and thin, and when it gets all tired, you know it drops and then I win. Dreidel, 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 I made it out of clay, and when it's dry and ready, a dreidel I shall play. I'll pick that thing for me now. Mm-hmm. Go ahead. Dreidel, 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 dreidel. I made it out of clay. And when it's dry and ready, game of dreidel, come play now, let's begin. Dreidel, 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 I made it out of clay, and when it's dry and ready, a dreidel I shall play. Dreidel, I shall play.
Ah, beauty, 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 beauty. No more shovels to the heads tonight, I hope.
I'm going to be singing that all day tomorrow.
Real. Is that cool, man?
Yeah.
A fucking Hanukkah yodel on Hanukkah.
Uh-huh.
And happy Hanukkah.
Only here.
All night.
Hanukkah.
I got a real good Jewish pal.
You got to have a hairball down your throat.
He celebrates all the Hanukkah and all that stuff. You know, he do all the stuff, you know, all the high religion. Not Orthodox, but whatever. Practicing. Crazy town, man. I don't get all that shit, but oh man, you know, I had to see my ex mother-in-law today. Man, that was creepy.
Oh, okay.
I hadn't had to set eyes on her for, oh, good gravy. Over 10 years.
10 years?
And, yeah. Yeah, you know, I don't know. Let's just say the years haven't been kind. But, no. Yeah, that's a walking nightmare there.
You two get along all right, or at least appear.
Oh, there's no trouble. There's no trouble. Never. No.
Okay,
no,
that's good.
The Commodore laid down the law years and years and years ago.
There you go.
She's always been nice to my face.
Exactly.
Behind my back, I don't give a fuck. But to my face, she respects, and I'll respect her back.
There you go. So you'll see her another.
I think they used to call
years.
That. They used to call that détente.
Détente?
Yeah, I don't think. Détente. I don't think that'll be happening in a 10 year. Man, she looked old. Man, whoa. All the moles on her face and shit. It's like, oh jeez.
Good God.
Dang. Oh man. I said, I thought I flushed the toilet. No, I didn't say that.
Go.
But
how did she look back in the day?
Well, she's always had these shark eyes, man. They're dead eyes.
Okay. Oh, really? Oh.
Like she'd get pissed off at you and then open her eyes real wide and give you this fucking, you know. Well, that was like giving my ex-wife a ride. Picking her up and giving her a ride home, and she's telling her, she puts the finger out and gives me the eyes, you know. he was pissed off at her. I'm like, well,
how was the old man?
I didn't have to say, huh? Oh, that poor guy. He's not doing so good. He's not doing so good.
Oh,
I like him, man.
Okay.
Yeah, he's still hanging, man, but, you know, nip and tuck, you know what I'm saying there with this
well,
guy. Cause,
he's living with shark eyes.
Oh, shark eyes. Yeah, she's still a force of nature, man.
Thank God,
whatever I said that one time worked, because she shut the fuck up after that. I think I laid into her with one of my, you know, channeled my dad. Channel that motherfucker. You're going to win your case. That's who Uncle Bobo needs on his legal team. My old man. You son of a bitch. God damn it, shit. Settle that hash. You damn right. And I forget. Real quickly, it's funny as shit. It just always reminds me. When my in-laws I was just talking about met my dad.
Yeah.
That ended badly. Over his place for dinner. I remember toward the end, and I just sat there grinning through the whole thing because it was just hilarious to fucking watch these toxic people all coming to a head at the same time. My dad standing there going, Jesus Christ didn't quit smoking. I quit smoking. Fill in the blanks. They were born again Christians. He was.
I like that.
That was like sort of the climax of the evening, man. Dude.
That's great. What was that, Thanksgiving dinner?
Something like that, yeah. Well, no, it wasn't Thanksgiving, but it was just meeting, you know, the first meeting and whatnot. And I think my father-in-law, God bless my father-in-law, love that guy. I think he said that Jesus Christ helped him quit smoking.
You
know? And the old man's like, well, Jesus Christ didn't help me quit smoking. I quit smoking. I'm a big fucking guy. Natty, don't quit coffee, Ford. There's no reason to quit coffee. If you are a moderate coffee drinker, you are doing yourself a favor of life.
Uh-huh.
This is true.
I do two pots a day.
That's a little much. You might want to, watch the excess there.
But that's all I drink, though. I don't like soda.
Yeah, coffee. I'm about 3 cups a day. Except on show nights, and I have 3 cups before the show as well.
Yeah.
Just so
bounce
I can be
off the
yabby.
Wall.
Well, thanks everybody for coming.
Hey. Happy Hanukkah.
Eddie, we really took it to the end of the show here, man. We got like a minute left. So we're going to have to say goodnight, everybody. Goodnight,
everybody.
Good night, everybody. Thanks, everybody, for coming. A nice crowd tonight, man. What's
yeah,
up?
Hey,
is it raining out or something?
There's two guests coming out the whole time.
Is it election day? It's erection day. Maybe that's it.
It's erection. It's always erection day.
I'll have to check my directions. Something. Well.
I have to check my erection.
Yeah. We tried. Energize! That's better. We need to do that more often. Just back it right up to the end of the fucking thing, you know. Just keep yakking until the end of the fucking time runs out.
What the in-laws did?
How's that? Oh yeah, the in-law story. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
That was weird, man. I hadn't seen her in over ten years. Over 10 years. Ugh. Never did like her. She never liked me. Mutual. Seriously, man.
Oh, I believe it.
You know, the old lady needed a solid. I says, that's no problem, and I got the wheels. I'll give you a lift. I'm good like that, man. I'm a good guy. You know, good guy to know because I don't have a job. And I have insurance on the car. So.
Huh? You're one of those A personalities. Somebody needs your help, you're there.
Oh, fuck yeah, man. You have to.
Not me.
Well, I mean, what did I watch when I was 3 years old? Mike Nelson. Mike
there
Nelson.
You go.
When there's trouble, who do they go? They go, Jesus Christ, you know, we better go get Mike Nelson.
Mm-hmm.
And does he go, I don't know if I should help you out. He goes, let's go down. Hey, let's jump in the water now. And Mike Nelson. And sometimes he brings that delicious, what the fuck was that shit?
Fuck it.
The recipe for fucking dip or something.
Some kind of
chunks of cheese.
That was great.
It is. Lloyd Bridges stuffed cheese buns.
Oh, that is great.
8 hamburger buns, 1 pound cheddar cheese, cut in chunks. You know he wrote that, you know.
Oh,
cut in
yeah.
chunks.
There should be a whole cookbook of guys that do action pictures, doing little, you know, little pastries.
I want to hear more of Lloyd Bridges' repertoire, man. I mean, he's got that little girl.
Charles Bronson's cream puffs.
Separate 2 eggs vigorously.
Oh, yeah.
Eating 350 degree oven until cheese bubbles. Yeah. I can see him making this shit.
Sharks in the water don't go in the water. That should have been chapter 1.
What a man. I'd like to get a hold of that one series he had. He had a Western after Sea Hunt.
I didn't know that.
And it was produced by... we've been over this. This is
yeah.
chewing our cabbage twice, but it was Rod Serling produced.
Huh.
I would bet that would be a cool show.
Yeah.
I want to see that. And if I say that enough, it'll appear on cable or on non-cable
yeah,
television.
Will,
because they have air time to fill.
John C. Reilly just popped up.
Yeah. It's the magic of possum. It's the possum miracle.
See that?
Miracle of the world or on Christmas.
Uh-huh.
All right, man. Well, I got to get a hold of the guy. I'm glad I noticed that. I got to get a hold of the guy for Friday. And if I got a gig, we will skip a Friday show.
Okay. So you don't know yet, then, right? Later.
Well, yeah, I got it down. He's one. He's always iffy. You know, it's like I'll probably email him and go, "So is it on?" He'll go, "Oh no." I hate that when people go, you know, "Hey man, hold this date for me," and then like it falls through and they don't tell you.
Yeah, you're the one I have to find out.
Yeah, he's not so bad. There's another guy that does that that just really bugs me. It's like.
Hey,
okay. This is
what I went to school with on Facebook. You're not saying anything about the reunion. I wonder what happened.
Ooh.
And my 40th on the 1st. No one.
Oh,
no
I saw a thing. One of your friends posted something about one of the chicks dropped her towel right there.
Boy, am I pissed off at that.
I know.
I'm
you
like,
should have fucking. There was your chance.
Uh-huh. If he would have walked me through the mailbox, I was only like less than 5 minutes behind him. If he would have walked me through the mailbox, we both would have been at the door for that. The prick.
And he said he didn't want to go over.
No,
yeah, right.
Right there in bed.
Yeah, right.
He must have flew out the door while I was at the mailbox.
Right. Yeah, right. He knew what was going on, man.
Uh-huh.
He knew.
That's been a fantasy of mine for ages now.
Good times, man. Good times. Know where your towel is. You heard it here. This one.
Thank you. gotta make espresso.